Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I'm trying to find out something else, but yes, a testing site too. I'm under 65, but I have cancer. But I cannot schedule a COVID vaccine in the state of Alabama. Why can people that are immunocompromised with, you know, like cancer, not get a vaccine? But when you go to the health department and you fill out the paperwork, it will ask you, do you have a pre-existing health condition? But when you try to schedule it on the website, it does not let you schedule with a pre-existing health condition.
Let me give you the four phone numbers to our nurses that are available until 5 p.m. every day. And they are very good at answering these questions.
Yeah, four nurses. About how many people are trying to get through to these four nurses? God love them.
No. I don't mean there are four nurses. I'm so sorry. I should have said four phone numbers. I can give you more phone numbers. I actually have, let me see, two, four. I have five phone numbers. So you have different numbers. Yeah, so you have different numbers so that you can get through. That's my point. So
okay.
You ready? Mm-hmm. Then 334.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. What was it?
334.
Uh-huh.
Then 314.
Okay.
9789.
Okay.
Then 334. 451. 0262.
Okay.
334. 451. 4571. 334. 451. 4336. And then I have one more. 334. 531. 8534.
Okay. Wonderful.
Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., just the ability to address just these kind of questions and give you insight to processes and, because things are changing all the time in addition. Okay?
Okay. Great.
The best to you,
Thank
ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you
all
for
right,
calling the Public Health
Coronavirus Hotline. Does Dr. Karen Landers have an email address?
That I don't have. Not at this time. No, there's no email address, only the websites, which you can look and see if it's up there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.